brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get to spend a little time with Connie Lavoie from Friends of the Library and our library director, Shelley McGill, in as well. Connie, first of all, Friends of the Library, you and I have spoken about the creative writing contest 6 weeks or so ago. I don't remember exactly. We invited people to submit their writing in several different categories. And where are we on that one?
Wow, we're coming to the very exciting time when we announce the winners at the Creative Writing Awards Ceremony and Annual Meeting of the Friends of the Library, and it's Monday.
I was thinking it was coming up just like real soon.
16th at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room of the Bartlesville Public Library, and everyone is invited.
And before somebody tries to get busy and write their piece, the deadline for submissions has passed, right?
Yes, the judging is completed, but the good news is it happens every year. And this has been going on for 26 years.
Wow.
This contest. And people can look for registration forms December 1st every year in the library. And they have plenty of time. And people can submit something they've written in the past or something they've written recently. It has to be unpublished. Previously unpublished, either online or, you know, in print. Mm-hmm. And because what it's about is encouraging writers, really encouraging and supporting writing. And, you know, writing a piece and entering it in a contest, it can be a little intimidating. It really takes some courage to be a writer and put your work out there for people to see.
Fiction or nonfiction, for that matter, it doesn't matter. Everybody's a critic, or it seems that way.
Yes. Yes, and we have categories of fiction, nonfiction, children's literature, and poetry. Okay. I almost forgot poetry. And this is the first year that we've extended the contest to have a category for 8th grade students to submit entries, and then we have one for 14 to 17 year olds, and then we have adult categories. So we have cash prizes for the first and second place winners in all those categories, and we have a grand prize winner.
Well, just because it's the first year, and I realize that sometimes first years you don't get the response that you would in the second, third, fourth, or 18th year, but how was the response at the 8th grade level?
We didn't have a lot. We had 10.
Okay.
We had 10 entries, and we have some ideas about how we can get the word out again. You know, it takes a while. But mainly I worked through the schools and the English teachers and to encourage them. We had 76 entries altogether for the contest this year. And so it's very exciting because the culmination of everything. You know, we had, they enter, the deadline is February 1st for them to get them in. They have very strict rules about format and everything. And then we have our judges who are local writers or avid readers. Mm-hmm. We have different judges in each category, and I rotate the judges every year, and they remain anonymous, so that, and they don't know who wrote the piece. I assign numbers to them, so they have no idea who wrote what they're judging. They're just judging it on the quality of the writing.
Well, English books certainly have been in the news lately, and I'll say this with a smile on my face. The English book from Ada that was Blake Shelton's English book when he was an 8th grader 40 years ago. Anyway, it's a matter what we do in 8th grade matters to a certain extent as to who we are later on down the road.
And I've worked in the schools, and 8th graders, I love to work with middle school students because they're open. They're open to new experiences, and they've got the enthusiasm, and just love to talk to them. And really, it's a time when they can begin to look ahead to what am I going to do? What am I going to do in life, and where do I want to go?
Yeah, and sometimes that 8th grade target that we had isn't quite where we land, but it figures into how we got to wherever it is we are.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
And I think so. So it's starting at the 8th grade level. I commend the Friends of the Library for including those young folks. I think it's so important, like you say, to get them started early on, to, you know, put their name out there, stick their neck out a little bit, take a risk and say, you know, yes, I want to be criticized, but I'll be better for it.
Right. You can grow through that. And so people, whether they win or they don't win an award, I always encourage them to hit us again with another entry or two next year. People can enter in several categories.
And I think that sometimes, at least as I think back on my, you know, junior high, middle school age, the last thing I was ever wanted to be interested in was poetry. That's somehow that has a connotation for guys that we don't want to do.
Well,
you know,
I think a lot of us, including me, are not sure we understand poetry or know how to read it, and that's why I'm always grateful to Morris McCorvey when he does an Ollie class on poetry. I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but he can really guide people, and he has such a great love of poetry, and I personally want to learn more about how to, because I think we feel like we understand how to read fiction, mm-hmm. and nonfiction, but we're kind of, it's, poetry is a little mysterious.
As soon as you get in and including the words meter and rhyme and all this stuff that I have to think about, as opposed to just telling a story.
But you really don't need to think about that when you're reading it. And that's one of the things I'm sure he would tell you.
I think you're right. But, you know, that's something, again, as eighth grade, right, wrong, or otherwise, the teachers think it is important. And so we walk away with you know, trying to, okay, it has to be an iambic pentameter or whatever. And, you know, it's just...
And I don't even know what that is.
I'm not going to send you back to Shakespeare class. It's okay.
I know when a poem speaks to me, though.
Yeah. Well, we're having fun. And looking at the other two age groups, mm-hmm. I'm sure your adult writers gave you some good stuff.
Oh, yes, yes. We get the most entries in adult fiction. And, I'd love to see more entries in children's literature. We get a decent number, but I'd like to see more in children's literature. And say generally fiction, people think of fiction, writing mm-hmm. fiction. But the nonfiction can be so good. Like last year's grand prize winner was Ann Cleary, and her entry, it's about didn't get fired at Amazon.
I remember Ann was in and told us about it, but I'm
and it was really so good. It was funny,
yeah.
And it was a funny entry and a real experience that she had, and she won the grand prize, is the grand prize judges the first place winner in every category, and that's kind of challenging because you're comparing apples and oranges, but which one was the highest quality writing, and it's always subjective to some extent, and which one, you know, really would remain with you. That's what I think when I'm trying to select a book. If somebody asks me, what are your favorite books, those are the books that really got me when I read them, but I still think about them. They stayed, something of that book stayed with me, and so that one I think is kind of tricky to judge just because you're judging different kinds of things, but and our judge this year really struggled with it. Sometimes they do, because there's often some very, very good writing, and trying to choose between the first and second, or even the second and third, second and not, you mm-hmm. know. So I always encourage the writers, don't give up, you know, keep coming back.
Okay, we will continue our discussion and issue an invitation for you to attend the awards ceremony when we continue a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement. Trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our community connection this morning, talking so far with Connie Lavoie. She is a board member for Friends of the Library, but we do also have Shelley McGill, our library director, in studio with us. Shelley, before we talk about the Friends of the Library and their award ceremony Monday night, just as a library director, the resource that Friends of the Library is to you, you know, they have their book sales. They provide, I think, a valuable service. But tell me about the relationship with Friends of the Library.
Well, from our standpoint, the Friends of the Library is an invaluable resource. You know, we have many good books that we really no longer want to circulate, but getting those to the public can be a hard thing. And the Friends of the Library are excellent at stocking it and making sure they are in the best condition to sell and to be that person to meet with the public and help them find their favorite books. And they do that. They also do this writing contest, and they also do a book sandwiched in with reviewing some really great books. So we would just exist, and the Friends of the Library enable us to do a lot more with what we have.
And I think it's nice to have that relationship that you as a library director, or maybe just somebody on library staff, mentions to somebody like Connie, gee, it sure would be nice if. And often that what if ends up happening for you.
It does. It does. They sponsor a lot of our activities through the year through the money they make. Mm-hmm. They do. They sponsor the Lego contest that's being done this month. They sponsor things like summer reading program. They sponsor many things that we're able to do, and so we are very thankful for that partnership.
So that translates out. I'm just sitting here thinking about it, dollars and cents wise, probably as several more library staff members for you. If you were to try to buy those services.
Yes, if I had to pay for some of the things they do for me, we couldn't offer as many services as we offer to the public right now.
Yeah, and so the Bartlesville City Library gets a bargain because of these volunteers.
Yes, so thankful.
Yeah. Now, you draw more than just City of Bartlesville. You are a regional library resource for Dewey, for Ramona, for Nowata, probably for Pawhuska, too.
We do. Anyone that lives within 35 miles of our library can be a member of our library and get free services. Now, we do also offer services further out, and people actually pay to be a member of our library from Tulsa and other areas just because they like our library. So we're very fortunate to have a diverse people, patrons, and people appreciate our library.
Well, your resource, the physical building, your library meeting room, is a site for a lot of things that go on in our community.
We love that.
Yeah, and so not only the physical, the books, the computer data that you have, the video library that you have, it's extensive, and sometimes people don't even realize the resources that are available for a city library.
Still trying to get that out there, Charlie.
Yeah, doggone it. We haven't reached that goal yet. I'm sorry. And Library Card Day, I'm trying to remember that usually is in September sometime. I'm trying to remember. But it's important that people do participate.
They do. And actually, this week is National Libraries Week.
Okay.
And yesterday was National Library Worker Day. So it was one of those things where we take a moment to reassess and to kind of appreciate our community for all they give us, too.
And it is important. You are somewhat supported by tax dollars somewhere along the way, too.
Yes, we are.
You get some grants and you have some other resources, but part of your dollars are tax dollars.
Yes. We are very fortunate, and we just make the money go just as far as we can possibly make it and give as many programs as we can, and we feel very fortunate to be a part of our community.
Well, Connie, for Friends of the Library, again, sound like you're getting some compliments there. And I'm glad that you guys do what you do.
Yes, and it's really our community. We live in such a wonderful community where so many people are volunteering and donating and getting involved. And, I mean, for a town of our size, I'm a big Bartlesville fan. Mm-hmm. I think we just have a great deal to offer in quality of life and experiences, and I see that even getting better all the time. Well, I felt real appreciated. But
your award ceremony coming up Monday night.
Yes,
though.
Monday night at the library, upstairs meeting room, 7 p.m. We will wrap it up by 8:30 for those people who have to get their kids to school the next morning. Mm-hmm. And school is starting back.
Today.
And so things are kind of going to get back a little bit more to normal. But
area districts are still out, but Bartlesville and Dewey are back at school.
Bartlesville. And so it's open to the public. It's free to attend. We will even have refreshments, and promise that we won't keep you all evening since it is a weeknight. I think that's important to know, too. And there'll be some surprises. The people who are winning know they won something, but they don't know what they won. We like to have a little suspense. And that's really fun.
No, if you only wrote prose, then you're probably getting a prose award somewhere along the line.
Yeah, you're getting first or second, but you might be the grand prize winner. And that's really fun, the little element of surprise and excitement. And it means a lot. I see how much it means to people because I get to hand them their certificate and check, and I love that. But it's the recognition, I think. I don't think it's the money, but it's what the money signifies. That this is important. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is important, and it has value.
Yeah, maybe I don't know the monetary prize, but I'm going to round it off to $10. It's probably
you would probably love to
do a $10 prize, but
The grand prize is $200.
Okay.
And the first place in each category is $100, and the second place is $50.
Wow. But that for that eighth grade student, that grand prize.
I know. Was thinking, that might mean more to on an eighth grade level. That might be bigger than your allowance,
Certainly more than mine when I was in eighth grade. I'm trying to remember. I actually didn't get an allowance. I was a paid employee at my folks' drugstore. One of those things that it's important to see that monetary recognition. And if there is a plaque, a ribbon, something else that goes with it, you can hang it on the wall and say, that's something you look back on, as an adult and say, yes, I did win something.
I can encourage someone to write more. You're like, well, maybe I do have something to say that people will value. And I think nothing says value like money, like a check. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I think it's the recognition that this is value. This is a value. Writing is important. Reading is important. And that's why I'm involved with the library. I've always loved the library. I've been a big reader.
Whether somebody is a prize winner or simply an entrant, you're mm-hmm. there to encourage them to say, give me more next time.
We want more entries. Every year we're looking for more entries. There are no limits on it.
So again, whatever you're eligible to enter, mm-hmm. Enter all categories, prose, poetry, it doesn't matter.
If we're going to do it, we might as well do it big, right?
Yeah. Well, and if you can get a published author, either Morris or Anne or some of the others to come back.
I can't fail to mention that Sydney Brammer is going to be our guest speaker, and her, that there'll be an article in the paper on Sunday, but giving her bio, but it's quite impressive. Mm-hmm. She teaches creative writing at RSU. She's it's written extensively and is a published author. And I can't wait to hear what she says about the writing life. What's it like to be a writer? Her own personal experiences, it's going to be great.
Sounds like it's a worthwhile experience just to go to the awards ceremony and hear from Sydney.
I think so.
Again, getting back to Shelley, because it is being held at the library. It gets people interested in reading, in writing, and using the library as a resource. It helps you build the rest of your programs. I know you have a great summer reading program that you will soon be signing students up for, right?
Yes, we will. And we're really excited about the summer this summer, and the theme is going to be Libraries Rock. Well, we already know we rock, but everyone else is just going to have to figure it out this summer.
Yeah, exactly. But, how many of us can point to a period in our life as a youngster that we were a voracious reader? And it's that reading experience. Maybe we sat it down and we did other things for the rest of our life, but the foundations that we built at that time are invaluable.
Agreed. And, you know, the kids are making the transition from the written form to the electronic form, just as the parents are. It's been a little slower than the adults because the kids don't really have the devices or didn't in years past, but that's changing now. Mm-hmm. And they are becoming, they can read in the car or wherever just like their parents can now. So it's kind of exciting.
It really is. And you can get people used to turning that tactile page and turn it over by turning the page on their reader, whatever it is.
Yes.
Library hours, when are you open?
We are open. We open at 9 o'clock, and then we are open till 9 p.m. every night. We do are open on Sundays during the school year season. We open later, and we're only open till 5:30 on Saturdays and Sundays. But we're open about 70 hours a week is about where we're at. And so we're open hopefully on the hours that somebody can really come and enjoy it. But we're also doing the outreach, and you can lay in bed at night and download a book and read. So you don't even have to come to the library anymore, but we're proud to give you digital books.
Well, we want you to be there Monday night for the awards ceremony. What time does everything get started?
7 p.m.
At the upstairs reading meeting room at the Bertelsville Public Library. Awards will be presented, and Sydney will be the speaker.
Great, yes.
Connie and Shelley, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate your time. We'll get you back real soon.
Thank you.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Four men are in custody in Osage County. 5 pounds of meth off the streets.